A boy named Jack. A boy named Jack. This is Danielle, and you are here at Journey HBBA. This is our time together, and thank you for heart sharing this journey. I want to share this story. It's a boy named Jack. Once upon a time, in a small village, there was a boy named Jack. And Jack was a happy and content boy. But he often took things for granted. He didn't think twice about the food he ate, the clothes he wore, or the roof over his head. One day, a great famine struck the land, and Jack's village was hit very hard. And suddenly, there was no food to be found. And many people, including Jack's own family, were struggling to survive. Jack quickly realized how blessed he had been, and he became filled with regret. He wished he had appreciated the things that he had so easily taken for granted. And he vowed to never take things or those who surrounded his life for granted. From that day on, Jack made a conscious effort to express gratitude for all that he had. He thanked his parents for their love and their care. He thanked the farmer in his village who grew the food that he ate. He thanked God for the sun shining. He thanked God for the rain that allowed what was planted an opportunity to grow. As time passed, Jack discovered that being grateful for what he had made him happier and more content. Jack realized that gratitude was not a feeling, but a way of life. Jack was grateful for that lesson too. Dear friend, what can you be grateful for? What can you be grateful for? No one promised us that tomorrow will look the same as today. No one promised us that tomorrow will look the same as today. You know, these words alone should allow us our heart to consider our words and our actions every single day and in any given moment that is afforded to us. Always a heart choice. Always a heart choice. Big hugs, my dear friend. Thank you for being here. Thank you for heart sharing this journey with me. And my ask is that you plant seeds with me. Plant seeds of gratitude. And one of the ways that you do that is by purchasing my book, Live Heart Inspired. Not only can you get it in a soft cover mailed out to you or to someone you know, could just needs to be reminded daily what to be inspired by, to remember why gratitude is so important. And it has 216 pages of beautiful images and beautiful words, and the ideal is to take a journal or to stop and reflect on what these words mean. It gives you a theme of what to think about daily. 216 pages. So I'm asking that you can either buy the soft cover book to mail to yourself or to someone else. You can download the book right now as an ebook. That's available as well. So the link is here. Simply click on the icon that shows the book on my desk, or you can click on the link that says Live Heart Inspire. It's dedicated to my husband who was murdered in 2016 and wanted to dedicate it to an eagle who learned in life to rise above the storms, things that we all do. We know storms come, but we choose to rise above them. We choose to use the winds to take us higher, and I thank God for that lesson. So until next time, this is Danielle, and you have been here at a moment of Journey HBBA, and thank you for traveling this heart-sharing journey. Until next time, remember what this village has been since the day that it came online, and that is making gratitude contagious. Making gratitude contagious. In order to infect lives, we have to expose them to gratitude. We have to plant the seed. Take care.